Amemar, Omar Amemar says, Yishno, Af Einoi Memayit Chelek Bechorah. He does not take away from the Chelek of a Bechor either. So the Rashbam explains like this. Amemar, Omar, Af Einoi Memayit Chelek Bechorah means, Oysay Tumtum Shenikra, Venimsa Zohar, Imhu Poshet, Fiyene Bechor. A case like this. Let's say the first son that was born normal. The first son was born, and right away you could tell he's a Zohar, so he has the din of a Bechor. Then they had another four boys, let's say. So it comes out together, this family has five sons. So five sons, the way there should be a Yerusha, is that you divide up the portions into six, and the Bechor gets two of them, and the other four gets one apiece. What's going to be if one of those other four boys that were born were also born a Tumtum? Means at the time when they were born covered up. You couldn't tell that he was a Zohar right away. See, he's not Mamayit in the Chelek of Bechor. That means when we come to give the Bechor two portions, when you look at us, the Bechor himself, it's as if there are only three other brothers. The fourth brother that was born a Tumtum does not take away the portion of a Bechor. That means for a Bechor, we have to look as if there's only three other brothers. And him there's four, so now we make believe five portions, and he gets two out of the five. So he gets, at least he gets one, he gets one out of the five for his Bechorah. One out of four. One out of four gets for his Bechorah. So the portion of his Bechorah will look as if that son is not here. But then when we give out the regular portions, the portion, then of course he does get a chelik. That's our main chiddush, that af einu mamayet chelek b'chorah. When we want to divide up and give the b'chor an extra portion, we do not look at this tumtum. It's as if he's not in the pasha, as if there's only three other brothers. When we give the chelek of b'chor to the b'chor, then afterwards, when we give out the portion of the regular chalokim, then we include him. How does Amema know this? Shnemar Pasik says, v'yoldo loy bonim, that was born to him children, means Achi Yehei Ben Bishat Leida. As in this Pasha of Bechoro, it also says, Beyoldo Leibonim, that we had other children also. So then the Bechoro takes two portions. But the other children that were born had to be born also B'Torosh Azochor. When they were born, they were a boy right away. And not if when they were born a Tumtum. That means first it was covered up the Makam Erva, you couldn't tell what he was. So in such a case, that son does not make a deduction out the Bechor, him taking two portions. Rav Shizbi Yomer, Rav Shizbi says another Chiddush. Rav Shizbi Yomer, Af Eina Nimol Lishmeina. His bris milah does not have to be done on the eighth day, when not done after, which means the Chur means it's not Deich Shabbos. But let's say you have a boy that's born. And the day that he's born a Tumtum. That means the Aver is covered up there, their skin there, you can't tell if he's a boy or a girl. And then the second day, a third day, it opens up, and they can tell he's a Zohar. And let's say he was born on Shabbos. So such a boy, Avadi, he needs a bris milah, but we do not do the bris milah on Shabbos. That bris milah is not Deicher Shabbos. Since he was not born a Zohar right away, the Shabbos he was born, we did not see that he was a Zohar. Let me make sure Rashi says the same thing. That also he doesn't have bris milah for the eighth day. The Yom HaKrokos Apostle says, Isha Tisaz Ria, V'yolda Zohar. Isha gave birth, and she gave birth to a Zohar. Uvayemash Mini Yimo. That means on the eighth day he has his bris milah. So Rashizbi Dashins, Achi Yehe Zohar Mishas Leda. His Apostle says, V'yolda Zohar, that she gave birth to a boy. That means from the time of birth, he was a boy. Then there's such halacha that the milah has to be done on the eighth day, and it's even Deicha Shabbos. But in the case over here, when the boy was born, we did not know for sure it was a boy. At that time, the mokum was covered up with skin. We couldn't tell if he was a zohar or a nekeva. It doesn't go into this pasha of the yolda zohar that the milah is not Deicha Shabbos. Again, if he's born in the weekday, Savada, like he needs a first meal, we'll give it to him on the eighth day. But in the case where this boy is born on Shabbos, usually you give the bris milah the next Shabbos, the eighth day. Such a son does not have the milah on Shabbos. It's not Deich Shabbos. Since he was not born a Zohar, the time when he was born, we did not know what he was. Yeah. That's Rav Shizbi's Chiddush. Another one says, Rav Sharvi says, Af ein imoy tumei leida. You should know his mother does not have the special tumas leida. If when she gave birth to this type of a child, that the child was a tumtum at birth, we could not tell what he was, it was covered up, so the mother does not have any tumas leida. We'll soon see what that means. The Yomakra, because the Pasuk says, Isha kisas riya, she comes pregnant, v'yolda zachar, and she gives birth to a zachar, v'toma shivas yamim, it says the first 7 days she's tamei, and then we know she has to wait 33 days then, called yamei toyer, that midirais, if she sheathes any down the next 33 days, she's tor until the 40th day, then she goes to the mikveh again. So that's only by regular zachar. So idashanachi hei zachar mishas leida, that it had to be the lady gave birth to a boy, at the time of birth, he was a zachar. Then the mother has this din tumas leida, that means the first 7 days she's tamei, and then afterwards it's called yamei toyer. But in the case, let's say she gave birth to a tumtim, we do not know what he was, and a chanami, then the mother does not have this tumas leida. So Rashbam says it means, af ein imoy tumei leida, shiva, means im nikra of an imsa zachar, if later we cut up and we find out that he's a boy, there's no din of a tumas nileda. Vagam loy shivayayim im nimsa nekeva. What's going to be if we find out later this baby is a girl, that by a girl, the locha says the mother's tummy for 2 weeks, 14 days. On such a child that was born a tumtum, the mother does not have a tumas later. Tehsev v'yolda zachar tumeya. Vachanam, the sentence of the Pasuk says, V'yim nekeva teilud, v'tumeya shvuayim, he led this tumi, apel pishen erodam. So Rashi explains, Rashi explains, that the chura, when you give birth, she sees blood anyway, so she's tamra al-samida. The chiddush is, no, what's going to be in the case that when she gave birth, she didn't see any dam at all? No blood came out. So she has no tumas nida, she's not a nida. The only thing is, the Torah says, even though no dam came out, still she has tumas leida, that she's tamei for 7 days if it was a zohar, and she's tamei for 2 weeks if it was nekeva. So Shavi says that only when she gave birth, we saw clearly this was a boy or a girl. But in this case, when it gave birth, it was a tumtim, so we gave birth, it was a tumtim, it's not called a leida. We do not know, it has no tumas leida at all. That's all these chedushim. In the case, Bekitza, when a kid is born, and at the time of birth, we do not know he's born, the baby's born a tumtum, then the mokum erev is covered up with skin, that at that time we can't tell if he's a boy or a girl, he doesn't have all these halachas. That is not a b'chnodim b'chor, we had, not mamayit n'chelet b'chora, he doesn't have his milah on Shabbos, and the mother has no tumas leida. In the case when she gave birth to such a baby, and there was no blood coming out when she gave birth, she has no tumas leida. That's what Rosh Shavriya says. This the Gemara says, Meisrei Havakasha Rosh Shavriya. It says, Aloha, the first big line here, Hamapelis Tumtum V'yadrugnis. Let's say a lady is a mapelis, she has a miscarriage, and the baby that comes out is a tumtum. A tumtum means that it's covered up, again, the skin is covered up there. We can't tell if it was a boy or a girl. The androgynous is just the opposite. Androgynous is the baby has both simonim. He has simonim zachrus and simonim nekevus. So look, this brisa says, teshev la zachrum nekeva. Schur means we have a doubt whether this baby has a lach of a boy or a girl, and therefore the mother now has to sit the chumra both ways, that she has tumas L'chumra of a nekeva, and also alfa zachar. That's what says the Braisa here. That teisha v'la zachar v'la nekeva. So you see clearly, she does have tumah. Even though when the mother gave birth to her, she was a mapelis. So still she has tumah.
Adulat Rashbam says, Teshul Azokhim is Yemei Toyer the Zohar. Does he go to Chumra? That Lamaisa, she's Tomei the first 17 days, the first 14 days she's Tomei. Because if it was a girl, she's Tomei the first 14 days. Now, the coolest are that if it would have been a girl, then the next 66 days, she's Tor. That's the luck of a girl. That the first 14 days, she's Tomei, then the next 66 days, she's Tor. If it would have been a boy, she's only Tomei for 7 days, and the next 33 days, she's only Tor. So we go to Chumra both ways. We say she's Tomei the first 14 days, but then up until day 40th, she's Tor. But from day 40th on, you have to be afraid, maybe it was a Zohar, and then she doesn't have any damn Tor. So here we have a Sufik. But our Koponim, we see clearly, when a mother gives birth to such a child, that's a Tumtum, she has Tumas later. So for the Gemara, Tiyufta, the Roshavia, this is a Kasha and Roshavia, Tiyufta and Echnami, this is like a Tiyufta, we see we don't pass like a Shavia. In the case where a mother gives birth to a Tumtum, the Lachar is she has Tumas later. Shreti Gemara Mor says of Azoi, Leima, let's say to have a Tiyufta to Roshizvia. Let's say it's also a Kasha and Roshizvia then. Roshizvia is the one that says that Ein a Nimu Lushmeina, that the Bris Mila is not done on the eighth day, it's not the Eich HaShabbos. Smor says maybe no. I'll tell you like this. Tona Svuke Misafkalei. This last Tana had a Sufik. He had a Sufik Taka, a baby that's born. Or Tumtim, what type of a Lochariti is it? Is it like a Zohar? Is it a Sufik Zohar? Is it a Sufik Nekevor? Or it's neither? And therefore the Chumra, therefore Lochariti is the Chumra. So for this we shlugged them up. The Roshavia, the Tifta, here the Tana says no, even though the mother gave birth to a baby that was a Tumtum, still she has Tumma. Zemur says it's so, Luchurot HaKashan HaShizbiyoso. Zemur says maybe no. I'll tell you, Tana Svukim Isafkalei, Uluchumra. The Tana here only has a doubt. He has a doubt, what's the loch in such a case where the mother gave birth to a Tumtum? So it's a doubt whether it's called a Zohar or whether it's called nothing. So therefore, as far as Tumma goes, to be Matama the mother, we have to go Luchumra, we have to give a Tumma. But negate to a Bris Mila on Shabbos, we don't give the Bris Mila. Because if this baby was born on Shabbos, and when it was born, it was a Tumtum, we did not know for sure what he was. Then the second or third day, it cracked open, and then we saw it's a Zohar, so then the Alochar is, it's a boy. He needs a Bris Mila, but it's not Deich HaShabbos. So such a case, since it's a Sufik, it will not be Deich HaShabbos. That's Kotoni Sfukim, Safkalei, Luchumra. Freddy Gemari, Hachi, if so, Teishav LaZochor L'Mekevo, Ulanitim Miboylei. If the Pshat for this Bricer is, we have a Sufik, what she is, so it should have also said that she should be a Nidir also. Because the Tzad to say, maybe it's not a Zochor, maybe it's not a Mekevo. So it should have said neither also. No more kash and achnami. Like if you want to go through all the svekis that could come out, it should have said neither. So that's time to say a little kash. The Omar Rav says like this. Tanya kavosed Ravami. I'll bring you a proof for Ravami. Ravami was the first one. Ravami was the one that said, Tumtum, shenikra v'nimtza zocho ena noito pishnayim. Ravami was the one that said, if you have a Tumtum, and Leilat Snikra, he does not have the loch of a Bechor. So Mer said, I'll bring you right to Ravami. Ravami was the first one that said this Chiddush again. If the mother, the first child they had, and when the baby was born, it was a Tumtum. We do not know whether it was a Zohar and a Keva. And then even if the second day, or even if 10 minutes later, it gets split open, then we find out it's a Zohar, the loch is a no din Bechor. Such a baby does not have a loch of a Bechor, he does not get two Chalokim. That's what Ravami said. So Mar says, "No, Amar Rava, Tani Kavosu Ravami. I bring a proof to Ravami. It says, Ben v'loy tumtum, b'chor v'loy safik. A ben and not a tumtum, and a b'chor and not a safik. So what does it mean to say? So bishleim a ben v'loy tumtum. When the Brisa says it has to be only a boy and not a tumtum, kid Ravami. The chor means to say like Ravami's halacha. That we know the firstborn." He gets the Yerusha two portions. That's only if he's born a Zohar, b'shas leida. But here where he was born, a Tumtim was covered up, he doesn't have a Loch of a Bechor. So that's like Ravami, that's what the Brisa means to say, that's good. That's called Ben Tolloi Tumtim. He doesn't get two portions. Right? But the Pasuk, so we dash the Pasuk, says, Vohoyo, it says, Vohoyo, right. It has to be at the Shas later. The Shas, he comes out of the mother's stomach, right then we have to see a Zohar. If you don't see the second he comes out, that's not called a Zohar for Bechor. Your Gemara, Ela Bechor Veloi Sofik, Lafuk Imai. What does the second part of the Bryce say? When it says a Bechor Veloi Sofik, what does it mean, not a suffix? Sumara says, La fuke mididorash rova. It comes to exclude, like rova's drosha. The dorash rova, rova dashan like this. What's going to be a locha? Shtei noshim, you have two ladies. Sheyolda beis schorim b'machva. Two ladies to the same husband. One man had two wives. And they both gave birth to schorim b'machva in a cave. And the kids, the babies got mixed up. So really we do not know which one is the Bechor. Because the Locher is like this. A Bechor Lenachla goes after the father, means the first baby the father has. So if he has two wives, so his first baby means the first one that's born. Even though when the second wife gave birth 10 minutes later, it was her Bechor was the first one she had, but that's not for Nachla. Yerusha goes after the first son a father has. See, where a father had two wives, and they both gave birth 5 minutes apart, who's called the Bechor? The one that's born first. The one that's born 5 minutes later is not called the Bechor. So here, they both gave birth in a machpe, in a hidden place, in a cave, and the babies got mixed up, and we do not know which one gave birth first. So what do we do now? When it comes later for Yerusha, these two boys, we don't know which one has a right to get a Bechor. So Locher is like this. Koisven ha-shor zu-le-ze-le-zeh. Locher is that you write ha-shor. It means gives permission one to another. As if to say, one of these two is a Bechor. See, makes like the other one a shliach. That's the way, when it comes to Bezlin, like when they give out the chalukah, so if one guy just comes, the other brothers will say to him, listen, who are you? What's your proof that you're the Bechor? We say you're only a portion. You're not the Bechor. We don't want to give you two portions. So if only one of them would come at a time, the other brothers could push him off, and they won't give him two portions. So the way they should be zeichet to get the two portions is they have to be smart. They have to come with hashor. Hashor means like I make you a shliach. I give you permission to collect for me. So it's a monashach. We make up together. If you're the Bechor, so you're collecting for yourself. If you're not the Bechor and I'm the Bechor, you're collecting for me. So when you come now to the other brothers, they have to give you a chelik. Well, then they divide it. These two divide up equally then. There's these two between themselves, they get an extra portion, and they'll divide it up equally. Yeah, that's Rava's halacha. So this Bryce is saying not like that. This Bryce says Bechor v'loy sofik. This Bryce is not like Rava. Or Bechor, who takes a second portion if we know for sure he's the Bechor? But we have a suffix between two babies, two boys. Which one is the Bechor? Neither of them get a Bechor. Oh, Malay Rapop Rava, so Rapop said to Rava, Ivar Sholach Rovin, Rovin sent us a letter that Dova said this halacha, this case, Shout to the Chora Baisai, I asked this question in such a case. When we have two babies born, we had a suffix, which one is the Bechor? I asked all my rabbisai. Nobody answered me. The Taka didn't know what to do. Baram Razabat Kach Omru Mishum Rabbi Yanai. This is what they said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. That Hukru. Let's say at the beginning when they were born, it was Hukru. When it was first born, it was known this baby was born first and that one was born second. Lusurf Nisavu. What happened is though that 10 minutes later the mothers had to go out and when they came back they got mixed up. But I call upon him when the baby was born, he was born a Zohar. At that time, it was known he is the Bechor, I mean. Is Kaisvan Hashor Zelazir. Then the Locher is, since at the time when the Bechor was born, it was Yidu, he's a Bechor, we take our right to make a Bechor out of him. And Hashor, the two of them then, the Sveikis, like make one a Shliach to collect the extra portion. What's going to be the Loihukru? At the time when they were born, one mother was at one side of the cave, the other mother was at the other side of the cave, and before you know it, both of them had babies, and it was never known which one was born first. So lo hikru, it was never known which one is the real Bechor. In such a case, that's called the Sofek Bechor, that the Locher is like Rava, Ein, Koitzvan, Asher, Zelazer. That they never have a right to collect the Bechor, and you can't make between both of them like a Shliach, together they'll collect. So Lechur, you see, you're like Rava. Then the case, Lechur is still not like Rava. Lechur is still like the Breiser then. We see that Bechor, Veloy Sofek. If you have a doubt if it's a Bechor or not, he doesn't collect two portions. Gemara says, Hodar uke Rava Maroya Lova Dorish. So Rava talked a little bit with Chayzer. Rava then came back and made an Amor, made an interpreter, like he made another announcement in the Beis Medrash, and said like this, that for Dorish, he dashed like this, Devorim Shemati Lachem, that that I passed him before and I said, in the case when we have these two babies, and there's a suffix, which one is the Bechor, they'll come together with Hashor, one will make the other one the Shliach, and they'll collect together. The Chelek Bechori, you should know, Toye Sein B'yodai, I made a mistake, that's not Halacha, but rather Baram Kach Omru Mishum Rabbi Yanai. This is the way it was said over the name of Rabbi Yanai, that depends. Hukru, if when the two babies were born, it was known which one was born first, at that time the first mother knew she gave birth first. Well, the serf nisarbu, even though later the two babies got mixed up, Kaisvan Ashur Zelazer, then Taka there is a din of a Bechor, and they have a right to make a Harshur, means I give you permission to collect for me, Mamonashach, one of us is the Bechor, and then you do have a din of a Bechor. Zelazer, but what's going to be Loihukru? Let's say at the time when they were born, we do not know which one was born first. At the time they were born, it was a suffix, which one was born first. So we never knew really which one is the Bechor. In such a case, Allah is Ein, Kreisvan, Hashor, Zelazer. They do not write Hashor, Zelazer. So Chur, Rav is Chayza. Even though first Rav said they could collect, then Rav was Chayza. Like that's John the Breisa. A suffix Bechor does not collect a Bechor. He does not get his two portions. Shochulei b'nei Akro the Agma, Mishmuel, the people from this city, Agro the Agma, sent a letter to Shmuel, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, you taught us, what's going to be the case? Hoye Muchzokim b'zeshu b'chor. Everybody knew he's a b'chor. It was a Muchzok. Like the last 10 years was grown up, everybody knew this Chaim Yankel was the b'chor. It's a Muchzok. Muchzok means, that's why everybody spoke about it. And what happened all of a sudden was, for Yomar Oviv, Al-Achar Bechor. And the fathers in his old age, all of a sudden, disclosed that no, you should know, another son is the Bechor. What do we do? Achar Bechor who? Ma, what's the Lacha? Do we believe the father, or do we go Bosa the Chazaka? Up until now, the last 40 years, it was always known that Chaim Yankel is the Bechor. And now, punct at the old age, the father is saying no, Shmuel's the Bechor. What do we do? So Shochulu, they said back to this, listen, it's Taka doubt, we don't know what to do. To suffix which one of these two people is the Bechor, and therefore the Locha should be, Kaisvin Hashor Zelazen Echanami, let the two of them together come and collect the Chelek Bechorah. Zelazen.